Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets.
But it's all good, though. I'm going to make them eat their words.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. Inside the 1 o'clock hour, Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM2 2 AM. Let's continue. Another win for the New York Yankees. A tough loss for the Mets. Some movement for the New York Knicks. Trades, getting some guys out of there. It's time. The Knicks need a new team. They want to get back to the playoffs. They were the number four seed 2 years ago. They want to get back. Free agency looms tomorrow. It will be upon us. Today, the Mets and the Yankees will play at 1 o'clock day games. I'm pretty sure I listened to Carton and Roberts and they were planning the whole tailgate. I don't think it was shtick. I don't think it was a joke. I think it was going to happen, but what do I know? We'll see if it goes down tomorrow. In the parking lot when you get off the 7 line and you walk down and you see Citi Field. For my Yankees fans, I will be in the X tomorrow trying to, I don't know, we'll see. I'll probably go to sleep at 3, get up at 10, try and head up there by 11:30. Not sure if I want to drive, if I want to take the train. I have a 7 p.m. show since the Yankees play at 1. Got to try and line up some guests for that. That'll be a regular KM to AM, 7 p.m. to 12. So I'm thinking, I'm like, do I come into the city and drop my stuff off at the station and then head up to the game? Depends on what time I wake up. I got to sleep at least 6-7 hours. Would like to sleep 8. That rarely ever happens. They're doing construction outside of my apartment. All I hear is doom, doom, doom as soon as 8 o'clock comes. I don't know. They're like preparing the ground. Like beating up the ground in the morning. So I'll probably sleep 5 hours, 3 to 8. And then whatever, if I'm tired, I'm tired. I'll get up to the stadium earlier, watch the game. I bet the game goes 4 hours. And if the game goes to 5, I'm going to just come right from the Bronx to Tribeca to prep for the show and be ready for the show at 7. So I probably would be better served. Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come into the stadium and bring my bag because I won't have time to leave the stadium, go back to Jersey, get my MacBook, my headphones, and be ready for the show. So I got to come in the morning, leave my stuff at WFAN, get on the subway, go to the game, and then take the ride back for KM to AM, 7 p.m. Who should I have on the show? Tweet at me. At Keith McPherson, underscore between Keith and McPherson, my first name, last name. Tweet at me. Let me know who you want on the show tomorrow. Got to line up some guests. I'd like to. It's always tough, though. I want people to be able to, like, enjoy their night off, right? Like I just said, the Mets and Yankees play at 1. So I don't want to bother any of the reporters to come on with me at 7 after they just worked, you know, the morning and the afternoon. But I will definitely put some thought into it. And try and have some guests to help me pass the time, 7 to 12 k.m., 2 a.m. Wednesday night. Now, we've got some people on the phones that are going to help me pass this last hour, and I'm going to go quickly because last night I felt bad. We had the last caller come on, and the music was playing, and I'm like, it's on me. People show me love. Call the station. I got to get to your calls faster. So let's go rapid fire. Hit me with your thought, your question, your take, whatever you want to get off, and then we'll keep it moving. Mike, and so talk it.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? First time calling you. I listen all the time on my drive home. You know, rightfully so, the Knights got to be dominated by the Yankees. This is their season. The Mets are playing little brother again. But if Steve Cohen is serious about winning, I've seen enough of J.D. Davis and enough of Dom Smith. I mean, it's to a point where right now the Mets are running out there six viable hitting options every night in a nine-man lineup. I love Escobar. He's not clicking. They're getting nothing out of the catcher spot. And how long are we going to keep running J.D. Davis and Dom Smith out there? I mean, J.D. Davis can't hit a fastball that's at his hands or above his hands, yet he swings at him. And he can't hit a breaking ball. This is done. Get rid of him. Move off of him. And why are we not promoting the kid Francisco Alvarez in the minor leagues? You don't need him as a backstop. I understand he's not polished defensively. I get it. But he could potentially solve internally what we desperately need. We need a viable DH. The Mets were outclassed by Houston, and I told anyone that was listening, the Astros are a superior team. They're a superior team. The Mets are able to look into what they could be in terms of they could be a perennial contender, but they're never going to be able to get past either the Astros or the Yankees. And any Mets fan that thinks that's going to happen is pipe dreaming.
Yeah.
There's no way the Mets beat the Yankees and the Astros as presently constructed. I don't even know if they're going to get past the Dodgers.
Well,
you know, I just want to see your take.
The hope lies in DeGrom and Scherzer coming back, moves being made at the deadline, getting a DH. It's tough to look at J.D. Davis as your DH, and then the Astros have Yordan Alvarez as their DH, one of the best hitters in the world. I don't know. I thought that the Mets moved on too early from Cano. I understand his contract and his price tag and his age, but I feel like he could be, at this point, you know, at this point in the season, he could have been a guy that you plug in there at DH. It's not going to work with J.D. Davis. It's not going to work consistently enough with, why am I just blanking on Dom Smith. They have to go get a bat at the deadline, and they need to get healthy and maybe even get an arm, another starter, because I don't know if they can depend on Cookie Carrasco. I think he's hit a wall. And if they are going to stay and keep this pace and be four games above Atlanta, Atlanta's coming up on the schedule. Like, it could get rough. And
they're treading water right now. I mean, anyone that thinks the Mets, you know, are okay. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when Atlanta was in this streak and everybody was saying the sky was falling, I still felt the Mets were playing good enough baseball where the cause for alarm was kind of baseless. Right now, watching them play, they're sputtering. They're struggling to find offense. They're struggling to get viable starting pitching. And when you go to the bullpen, it's like the Twilight Zone. I can't believe it. Diaz is the only reliable arm. And after watching several seasons where Diaz came out there and you put your hands over your head because you're just waiting for him to give up a home run, the bullpen is kind of a one-man show right now.
Billy Epler has got to be wheeling and dealing at this deadline. They've got a little bit of a shopping list. It's a DH, a bat, maybe another starter, and some high-leverage relievers. You can't be rolling with Chase and Shreve, Adam Ottavino. Like, you can't do it. Not if you're going to compete. Not if you're going to be a first-place team.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, Keith. And I'm a huge Cowboys fan, so I can't wait for football season to be able to talk to someone locally.
How about him?
All right,
looking forward
night,
to it. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's tough. The Astros, their lineup is unforgiving, relentless. And they got that kid Pena back. I think he only played one game against the Yankees. And then the kid Matijevic, I don't think I said this, but man, when he hit that home run off Garrett Cole on Saturday, I don't think I've seen a guy swag like that, pimp a home run like that for a young guy that nobody has ever heard of in Yankee Stadium. This dude just made his debut April 22nd. I'm talking about J.J. Matijevic, number 13. He's a first baseman for the Houston Astros. He hit that home run. He's a left-handed hitter. He hit that home run off Gerrit Cole. And the way he chucked his bat at the dugout, I was just like, wow. Wow. I was like, yo, that was cold. I haven't seen a young guy pimp a home run like that with so much confidence, so much swagger, so much flair for the moment in Yankee Stadium. That guy's a dog. They've got a few dogs over there. They've got a few dogs over there. Kyle Tucker came to play against the Yanks. He also came to play tonight against the Mets. He had three RBIs. You know what Bregman does. I already talked about Yordan Alvarez, one of the best hitters in the world. He's challenging Judge for that AL MVP. Obviously Altuve, but then I mentioned this rookie they have, Jeremy Peña at shortstop. They weren't worried about Carlos Correa. They offered Carlos Correa what they wanted to offer him. Correa wasn't feeling it. They said, you can go. You can go. Thanks for the memories. But that's another thing I thought about, right? He is their crunch time guy, pointing to his watch. He is their clutch guy in the postseason, right? They need a double. They need a home run. They need a tough at bat. It was always Carlos Correa. Altuve some, but who's going to be that guy this time around? They have some other guys, but I think they'll be missing Carlos Correa this postseason because he was just always the guy to answer the call. Now, let me answer some other calls. Let me see who's on the phone. Let's go to my guy Ross in Bergen County. Always holds it down, always calls me up. What's up, Ross? You're back on.
Hey, Keith. How's it going, man?
Great. Having a good time, as per usual. It's always fun.
Yeah, so how about those ads, man, taking care of Tampa?
Yeah. So I do
3 years.
I do my off-base show on MLB Network with LG Red, Lauren Gardner. Maybe that's who I'll have call in the show. I'm putting that down. See if my co-host from MLB Network. Yep. See if my co-host from MLB Network want to call into the radio tomorrow. But yeah, either way, LG Red is from Denver. Grew up an Avs fan. Also worked for NHL Network. She's connected to the Avs. And before she worked at NHL Network, she was like the on-ice girl for the, you know, Avalanche. And
I swear, I thought I saw something like that because I caught the end of the show yesterday, whenever it was, and I saw the Avs logo. I was like, hey, I thought this was MLB Network.
Yeah, she's connected with the Avs. She had these, like, lucky pizza shoes that were connected to the Avs winning, and now they're, like, auctioning them off. We did an extra bases today, and she was talking about those. So, yeah, good for Colorado. I didn't want to see the Lightning win it.
No, definitely. I don't think anyone did besides people down in Tampa or any bandwagon.
No, quietest potential three-peat in the history of potential three-peats. I'm glad they didn't get it done.
Look, they went there first real bracket we've seen, a real playoff format we've seen in 3 years, and they can't get it done. Just goes to show what could have happened if we didn't have these made-up fairy tale formats the last 2 years.
Yep. Yep.
But you got to give some credit to Colorado, too. I mean, they lost four games the entire run. They went 16-4. I mean, that's got to be on
destiny. It's funny, man. We kind of got tunnel vision over here looking at the Rangers, and they were writing their own movie script. They were, you know, living their own story and got it done. They're the champs.
You know what? If they could play their cards right in the offseason and not make stupid moves like they've been doing in the past, I think next year I think really it's between us and Carolina for the division, and then nobody knows, and then who knows going into the playoffs. So I think we could definitely make some noise next year if we.
Yeah, it'll come back around quick. They'll improve the team. I just was looking at some Devils stuff because I really want to follow the Devils this offseason in the preseason, and they put out, you know, when their camp opens up and their preseason games in October. I'm like, man, it'll be here like that. It'll be. You know, the summer will pass. We're already about to be at 4th of July. The summer will pass, and we'll be right back to football and basketball starting and hockey.
Couple months. What? Football camp starts in what, August?
Late July, August, and then, you know, season kicks off September. Then that first month of NFL goes by, and then you start getting ready for preseason hockey and preseason NBA, and next thing you know, NBA rolls around late October. That's the best time of year.
And then we'll have playoff baseball going on at the same time.
Exactly. When you get all four of the major sports going in late September, October, it's magical. As a sports fan, a diehard sports fan, I always look forward to that time of the year. That's It's the most wonderful time. Like, nah, not Christmas. That time. The sports equinox.
Because, like, even as a, well, I root for the Mets and the NL, but as a Jays fan, the AL, you know, even as much as I don't want to see the Yankees win it, at least there'd kind of be a takeaway with, you know, seeing New York succeed, something, doing something they haven't been able to
gotta
do.
Gotta end the drought. Gotta end the
even
drought.
Even with the Isles against Tampa, you know, Isles and Tampa are my two most hated teams in sports in general, so it's basically a lose-lose for me. And at least if the Isles won, we could see New York win something. If Tampa went in, I got nothing out of. I can't stand this as much. So, and ideally, I'd rather see the Mets win, but
I don't care
who
wins it.
Something home.
I would prefer it be the Yankees, but we need a parade. Oh, yeah. New York has been buzzing. Like every night, just walking around. Like New York is back, and I mean, it's been back, but like it's back to like everybody being out, moving, shaking, doing what they want to do. The stadiums are live. People are out at restaurants, bars, clubs, events. A parade would turn the city upside down. We need one.
Because, look, ESPN put out a tweet a couple months ago. It marks exactly 10 years since New York West had a championship, and everyone laughed at us. You know, L.A., other coast, is pretty much this big sports city now. You know, everyone goes there because they got the sunny beaches. Everyone's willing to spend there. The Dodgers go out, get everyone every year. And, look, you see how many people showed up to the Rams parade last year? You think if the Jets or Giants win one, it's going to be even closer to that crowd?
If the Jets or Giants won the Super Bowl, we've seen the Giants parades. Like, the Giants were the last team to win and the last team to have a parade. It's going to come back because art imitates life. You know, they say ball is life. Sports, a lot of times, you know, this city is market one. This city is the greatest city in the world, and the sports will eventually reflect it. I don't know if it'll be all the teams, but we'll get a champion. The Rangers had the city behind them. It turned into a Rangers town, and I feel like that momentum carried over to the Mets and the Yankees, and now the Mets and Yankees have run into Houston, and sometimes you need to be humbled, and sometimes you need to realize what, you know, stands in your way so you know how to attack it. And I think both Mets and Yankees have a good shot at getting to the World Series, and I'm hoping one of them can hoist that trophy and, you know, give us a parade. Turn up in November. I wanted it to be the Rangers because I was looking at the Warriors parade, and I'm like, man, they're in Oakland. It's nothing compared to New York. I'm like, Oakland compared to New York, bro. If the Rangers were to actually have won it, the parade would have been insane.
Would have been through the streets. Like, even Denver's a pretty passionate city. I'll give them that, especially with hockey.
Denver will look cool. Smaller, obviously, than here, but it'll look cool, and their fans will be deep out there for them.
Even Edmonton, it's a small city compared to this, but they're passionate up there. Tampa, forget about it. Tampa and L.A., they barely even show up, and they're getting all the rings.
No, there's other things to do.
New York gets one of them. New York will be back on top in no time. And just like that, they get one, they'll be back on top.
Fingers crossed. Appreciate the call, Ross. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it moving. Ro down in Virginia. V.A. on the fan. What's up, Ro?
What's up, brother? What's going on?
You know, I'm in here watching Michael King pitch. It's top of the seventh, rewatching the Yankees game. You know, looking through the scores, going to go through the scores. I think once all of these MLB games are final, we got one more left in the bottom of the ninth. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I reminisce, I was thinking about when Reggie hit those three home runs in the World Series. I remember those days. Chris Chambliss running crazy. I don't think you were born yet.
No, but anyway, I've researched and looked back to the 77, 78 when, you know, the Yankees were back on top and they won back-to-back and the Bronx Zoo, and I've gotten to become friends with Mickey Rivers and hear some of his stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a cool deal. Hey, I wanted to talk about the Yankees and the Knicks, and I want to bring to attention, we already know right field and left field. We're not going to mention names, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's talking about trade for this guy, trade for that guy. We got all the players we need in our farm system and coming back from injuries. We got Lo Isaac. We got Chapman coming back tomorrow. We got Herman and Britton coming up pretty soon. And then we got Andujar, who's batting 306, hit a game-winning home run today. And we got Floro, who's hitting 288, 24 years old, 27 years old. Let's bring those two kids up, and I'll take care of right and left. And then we got, Oswaldo Perez, 22 years old. get Connor Falefa out of freaking Shores.
Yeah, Peraza's ready. Peraza, I would love to see come up, man. But
bring
you know,
him up. All those kids, you know what all those kids got? Speed, and they can hit it.
Yeah,
I would love to see the Yankees
get it done with our own guys, our homegrown guys. But every World Series champion makes a move at the deadline bring a pro in there, you know, to bring a guy from another team in there.
Yeah, but if we got it home, then why not try that? And then you know who else we got at home that's killing it? Waldichuk, 24 years old.
Yeah, bring keep hearing up. His name.
Yeah, 88. He's pitched 50. 8 innings and has 88 strikeouts with a 1.99 ERA. The boy's legit. He's 24 years old.
The future is bright. We have the talent. We have the talent. And Cash, we trust. They're either going to bring one of these kids up to get it done or they're going to make a trade to make this team better.
Right. And we're just going to say right field and left field from now on.
Yeah, I like that. You know, right field and left field. Judge's been playing center, so we know who that is.
Yeah, so once we get taken care of right field, left field, and shortstop, then we'll be good to go. We just mentioned we don't want to hurt their feelings. We love you. You know, we love those guys. Don't get us wrong, they're Yankees.
Yeah, they're great guys. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're great teammates and great friends, but we're trying to win a championship, and we all know that it's not good enough.
Right. And then for all the Mets fans, I love you guys, but this is a Yankee city, all right? That's all that you got to understand. If you win the World Series, great. We're going to cheer for you. But this is a Yankee city. Now, get that straight. You cheer for the Mets if you want to, but this is a Yankee city. All right? Remember that. And for the Knicks, I know you're a Nets fan. They ain't going to get it done. You might as well forget. They got so much mess going on over there. They ain't going to get it done. You might as well just forget it. Hey, you already know that. You're wishing and dreaming, but it ain't going to happen.
No, they can get Brunson. They can get Brunson and go get another guy.
My Knicks. Hey, we're okay. Let's go with the kids, right? They got rid of Burks and they got rid of Noel, Rose, and who else? Fournier and Randall are next. I'll go with the kids. Go that route. Bring in Brunson. He's 25. You got Barrett, 22. You got Grimes, Quickly, Obi. Hey, you got a Mitch. I'll go with that.
And you'll be in 12th place in the East.
Yeah, that's fine. We ain't going to be 12th place. You might as well forget that. That ain't going to happen.
No, they got to get better. They got to get some better playmakers. Got to have a better bench.
You think RJ ain't going to step up this year?
I think RJ, he has the capabilities.
He's only 22, yes, he does.
I think he can take another step forward. They need him to be an all-star, though. And Julius Randle, like, what's the deal with Julius Randle? Are they going to move him or what?
Move him. I'm hoping that, this is what I'm hoping. Dallas, Cuban better not take it personal and say, hey, we're going to lose Brunson. He can see it, right? Because the Knicks are moving all these pieces around. Make the trade. Make the signing trade. Give us Brunson. We'll give you freaking Randall, right? And then you'll have a piece for Luka because you can't. If you're Dallas, Luka's watching. And if you just let Brunson go for nothing because you're mad because the Knicks signed him and you don't do a signing trade to try to get something back for Brunson, then Luka's watching. Then Luka's gonna say, "Well, let me get the hell out of here too." Right.
Yeah, Lucas Stan.
So they're going to have to do a ton of trade.
Lucas Stan forever, and Goran Dragic is going to go join him over there. The old man, Goran the Gray.
Okay. All right. But anyway, Nick could do a ton of trade. Let Randall be the piece that's moving over there. Bring Brunson. You still have 20, 30 million left, and try to bring in another piece, and that'll be it. Then I'd rather go young with the Knicks. Let Nets try to figure out what the hell's going on over there. And we'll come up. We'll send. Give it a time. We got to do like Atlanta, Memphis. We got to build.
Sounds good. I mean, we're going to find out. By the time 4th of July comes, sooner, by the time this weekend comes, we'll know. We'll have some answers on what the Knicks' plan is and what they're actually trying to do.
Just like Brooklyn and the Knicks, just to let you know. This is a Knicks town, no matter how many championships Brooklyn wins, okay?
Of course.
So remember that.
Of course.
Yeah, I love you.
Of course, doesn't make me feel any kind of way. I'm from Jersey. I was rooting for the New Jersey Nets. Never thought they were going to be in New York again.
Hey, we adopt you.
And that's fine. We're not the New York Nets. We're the Brooklyn Nets.
That's right. But still, this is a New York town.
And
no
y'all can, y'all can keep the town. Time. Nets World. So that's why they call it the Nets World. We want the world, Chico, and but everything in it. Thanks for the call, Ro. Just trying to move the line around or move the line along. Got to go faster through the calls. Let's go to Doug in Hopewell Junction on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, bud? I've been listening to you for a while, man. First time calling in. You're doing a great job, man.
Appreciate it. Welcome.
Very good job. We differ on our teams that we root for. I'm a Mets and a Giants fan.
That's fine.
I won't hold
that
Dallas again. I won't hold being a Cowboys fan against you. You know what I'm saying? We can, we can still rock together.
I fell into the dark side with no guidance, man. I picked the Cowboys before I knew where Dallas even was.
I hear you, brother. And the Giants, I ain't no brat. Giants got a long way to go before I'm going to be talking smack about them. So you guys are still the class of the division right now.
Yeah.
I wish I had someone with that guy you just called was talking. What's he talking about with the Knicks?
I don't know.
This move and that move. Look, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, man. My last time it was good was when Sprewell and Houston was on a team. And I remember those teams very vividly because I was a young man. I grew up watching Ewan and Charlie Ward and Chris Childs and Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason and Xavier McDaniel. I watched those teams. They're light years away from being a team like that. Light years. And any Knicks fan out there that has any other preconceived notions that we're going to be good anytime soon, you don't know. I don't know what you're looking at. I love RJ Barrett, but they're no good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're still going to be in 12th place. Like,
dude, that's what I heard you say that, man. I'm like, yo, please tell this man, what is he talking about?
There's no, like, nah.
That's going to get you 12th place. That's about it. But that's not why I call, Keith. I want to call about the Mets, and I just want to vent. If you give me a minute, that's all I need, man. Look. After everything that you guys have talked about tonight, the fact that they're still in first place is a testament to not only the team, but I think to the manager. But they need their two top guys back, man. Scherzer has to come back. DeGrom has to come back. I don't know how many more wins they'd have with those two guys. I'd definitely say at least five or six, though, seeing that they're two of the top five pitchers in baseball. And it's damn sure making enough money to be considered two of the top five pitchers in baseball. You know, $300-something million sitting on your bench every day. It's not a good look, man. And like you said, Scherzer's legit. That dude's a bulldog. He fights through everything. I love DeGrom, man, but you got to start pushing it now, brother. You know what I'm saying? Now's the time in your career. You want to opt out at the end of this year, all this. Teams ain't going to touch you with a 10-foot pole if you ain't pitched in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care how good you are. And I love DeGrom. When he's on the mound and he's on top of his game, there's few that can compare to him. You know what I'm saying? And it would be nice to have a Scherzer and DeGrom going against Houston, going against Atlanta. Those two guys in the rotation in a three-game series makes teams look a little differently when they're coming against play the Mets.
Right.
Right now, they see Carrasco, no disrespect. They see Bassett, no disrespect. They see Taijuan Walker, who's pitched the best, actually, out of all of them lately. They ain't scared of that pitching staff. So these guys got to come back, man. They have to come back. They have to fight for these injuries a little bit. And like, look, I grew up watching guys. Come on. You think these great pitchers of the past, of the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s, didn't fight through injuries? Are you kidding me?
No.
These guys were always pitching with injuries, man. They just didn't say anything.
Are you hurt or are you injured?
Are you hurt or are you injured? Exactly. Do you want to win a championship or do you not want to win a championship? You think Andy Pettit didn't pitch through, you know, late October all those years and playing and have injuries he was dealing with when he's pitching in the World Series, pitching in the playoffs? But it's the atmosphere, it's the electricity, it's the drive, it's the want. And that's the biggest thing with the Mets right now. They're learning how to win. They still haven't learned how to win yet. They're not there yet. But they're learning how to become a winning team. And that's a whole other discussion that we ain't got time for right now. You as a Yankee fan know all about that. That's a whole other thing. It's a culture, man, and they're learning that now. I'm not going to be shocked if the Braves come back and catch them and pass them. I won't be shocked. I think the Mets will make them play at the wild card, maybe hold on to the division, but they're not there yet, man. They're not there yet. They have to learn how to win, and they need another player or two. I leave Alvarez in the minor leagues. I'm not bringing the kid up yet. Let him stay down there and just mash, and when he's ready to come up, he'll be ready to come up. You know, go out and get a Josh Bell or one of those guys out there like that. Slide him in the DH role. Like you said, the Dom Smith, the J.D. Davis, that experiment is over with. Those guys, DH is a position, man. Have we not watched over the last 25 years the great
Now this
DH
is the first year of the universal DH. If you don't have a DH, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong, and for people just to throw, we could just no. DH is a position. These guys are. They take that job very seriously. You know, Edgar Martinez. You know, all these guys over the years. I've named the best DH, but you know, all these guys over the years that were DHs, they took pride in that job. Man, you just slide these guys in that position.
I mean, even now, right? You got guys like Nelson Cruz, 40 plus years old, still doing
Absolutely.
It. Giancarlo Stanton is really a DH for the Yankees, but they found out that he can play right field and kind of, you know, use the DH as a rest spot. Aaron Judge was the DH today. But you have to have one guy that is the DH. You got to have one guy that's a real hitter that can be a DH.
That can be a DH, that don't need to play the field, to go out there and take four professional at bats every night. Big Poppy, you know, and that's why I say, like, I was talking to somebody earlier. I was like, yo, approach the Nationals, man, about Josh Bell. They're not going to go crazy over the Mets getting Josh Bell. The Nats ain't going nowhere right now. Josh Bell isn't in their long-term plans. They're not going to go. And I like Josh Bell, man. He's sacrificed a little power this year for his average, but he's a 300 hitter. He's got 12 homers and 50. I think he just hit the 50 RBI mark. And he can lose a ball anytime. You know, pitchers know that. You make a mistake with him, and that ball's going in there. So that's the kind of guy they need to protect, Pete Alonso, right now. Professional hitter, a little bit of a veteran hitter, not a young guy that's still trying to prove himself. You know, a guy that if you put him in a lineup every day, he's going to hit 30 homers, he's going to drive in 100 runs. And that's what we need right now. We don't have that guy to protect the line. I love Lindor. I love him. But he's too streaky right now. You know what I'm saying? And you can't count on him every day. You need a guy behind Pete that is like, yo, you don't want to pitch to Pete, well, you got to pitch to me. And I ain't no easy way. Yo, Keith, thanks for your time, man. You're doing a great job. You know, more power to you, brother.
Well, I just talked to Josh Bell on Monday, and I'd love to see Josh Bell come over here to New York and play for the Mets. I don't know if the Nationals would do it, but maybe they would. All right, well, quickly, I'll hit the scores, and then we'll break. All of the scores have gone final in Major League Baseball. You know that the Yankees defeated the Oakland A's 2-1 in the Bronx. You also know that those bullies from Houston put up 9 runs and defeated the Mets 9-1 at Citi Field in Queens. The Guardians beat the Twins 3-2. There was a doubleheader. The Twins got them back. Beat the Guardians 6-0. Both games in Cleveland. The Nationals beat the Pirates 3-1 in D.C. The Braves beat the Phillies 5-3 in Philly. The Blue Jays walk it off, come back to beat the Red Sox at home 6-5. The Brewers handle the Rays down in Tampa 5-3. The Cardinals handle the Marlins in St. Louis 5-3. The Reds beat the Cubs 5-3 in Chicago. The Rangers defeat the Royals 8-3 in Kansas City. The Dodgers have been struggling first two games with the Rockies. They lose 7-4 out in Denver. The White Sox punch the Angels in the face again. They beat the Angels 11-4 in Anaheim. The Padres lose to the Diamondbacks 7-6 in Arizona. The Giants beat the Tigers 4-3 out there in San Fran. And last but not least, the Mariners. That game was scoreless for a while, but those two scrub teams, the Mariners and Orioles, face off, and the Mariners get a win 2-0. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm taking a break. You can call me up 877-337-6666, and I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your official station to talk Yankees.
Anytime we get up there and we got a chance to hit, do something, you know, we got a chance to win a ball game.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Just tell me what you've got to say. All right, y'all. We are back, and this is my last stretch run until 2 in the morning. So I'd like to take your calls. I'd like to talk to you, and hopefully I don't get too stuck in the conversation where I forget that we've been speaking for 4 or 5 minutes, and then that takes up the time from the next person. So I've got 5 calls, and I'm going to try and run through them in the next 20 minutes or so. Less. It's probably 15 minutes, so let's get after it. Joe. Out in Brooklyn. You're on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
How you doing? How are you doing, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank God. I was just wondering, I was by the game Thursday last week. It was retarded. It was a crazy game with the Astros. And I was taking two of my buddies, two guys they never went before. I'm like, I'm going through the game. I'm like, shoot it. We got there right after Stanton's home run. So it was all downhill. I'm like, I can't have this, the two games they go to. And I'm taking them all of a sudden. And then fifth inning, they're both huge fans. We go to bleachers to check for you. We couldn't find you. We were so desperate. We're asking the security guards if you know Keith from the Fan. They didn't know who you were. We're like the guy who ran the roll call. We were.
They know who I am, but they're not. They're never going to be like, yeah, we know Keith. They won't. They don't even want to talk to you. You know, that's great. I'm flattered, man. So. I mean, I'm in the bleachers for roll call. I'll probably be in there for roll call tomorrow because it's a 1:05 start, you know. And I think my guy Deshaun is going to lead roll call, so I'll go there to back him up. But I don't always stay in 203 because I'll have access to nicer seats. I'll have people that I go to see in the suites or in Delta. I have people in 100 level. WFAN has seats, so I don't watch the whole game from the bleachers. I really don't have to anymore. There was, you know, plenty of times that I've watched the full game from the bleachers, so I don't stay there. I try and, you know, pop in early and then make my rounds and come back. But the best way to find me at the game is if you're at the game and you tweet at me, yo, I'm in 203 or yo, I'm in this section. I'll do my best to swing by.
I got a flip phone. I can't do that.
So. Well, you're not gonna I won't put the security. Their names out there, but the security's never, like, their job is not to tell you where Keith is. Like, they're never going to be like, yeah, I just saw him. He'll be right back.
I give on. Anyways, I'm a little scared of the Astros now. After seeing that game, I'm watching it up close, and good. I know they came back, but.
Should be afraid. Should be very afraid. They've eliminated us. You know, 2015, 2017, 2019, they've been to back-to-back-to-back ALCSs. You know, you need a little humble pie, and I feel like that's what the Yankees got. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Grace out in Brooklyn on the Fan. Hello, Grace.
Hey, how are you? Before you cut me off or anything, let me just run through this. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. I'm not going to cut you off. Go for it.
The first year is always the hardest, so... You know, much love to you and your wife.
Yeah,
and I've had a wild year.
I've had a wild year since I got married a year ago. I know it's been a lot on my wife.
You said 5 years ago you got married?
No. So it's been a year since I got married.
Right.
And think about it. Like, for me, I started at WFAN. My first time ever talking on WFAN was 2 months after I got married. And then 2 months after that, I knew I'd be taking the gig. And I've been on WFAN for 7 months, and I've been on MLB Network for 3 months. Life has definitely changed. My wife and I are adjusting, but yeah, it's funny you said that. Like, the first year is the hardest. I think we successfully survived the first year.
There you go. So the rest is going to be smooth sailing. So, and I just wish you luck, the both of you.
Thank you.
You know?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So this, I'm going to do this quick, as you mentioned. I know you might not like to hear this. I kind of have a soft spot for Gallo.
That's fine. I don't hate the guy. I hate that the guy's not producing and he's struggling and we're forced to watch every night. But I want him to do well. I root for the Yankees. I root for everybody that steps in that box or on that field in pinstripes.
I think he's going to get it. He's going to get it soon. And I think the people will love him again for doing that. But you just need, you know, sometimes some people take a little longer to get to certain destination. I just think that's what's happening to him. He's in such a hurry.
Yeah, I think there's about to be an expiration date on him, though. I don't know how much longer they can really let him go out there and fail.
Maybe another 6 weeks, if so long.
Yeah, that's what I mean about that expiration date. That trade deadline's going to come. They'll find someone to take him.
And I want to talk about Torres. We have a lot of tweaking to do in the Yankee lineup.
Definitely.
Torres need more practicing, more everything, because you could just imagine if we were playing the championship and the misstep happened to him and then he just sat there like a little child.
Yeah, he was hurt. I mean,
all he had to do, creep on all fours, get back to the base. That's it.
I don't know. I've sprained my ankle before. I've broken my foot before. It cripples you. It could bring you down like that. But, yeah, you're in the game. What I first thought was, be an athlete, man. You got to be more athletic than that. You got spikes on. I don't know if his ankles were wrapped. But to go down like that in that ninth inning, that didn't make me feel great about the Yankees coming back to win. They did. But, yeah, that was a tough look for Glaber. That was literally adding insult to injury.
You know what? High heels do that to women.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't in heels and spikes. He should have the grip. He should be able to plan and, I don't know, whatever. The thing about Glaber is I thought he was going to be out for a little while. Uh-huh. He's coming back. He had the wrist injury, the ankle injury, and somehow he's supposed to be in the lineup today, so we'll see.
He make me nervous. He make me nervous because he do some childish crap.
Yeah, in the past. I mean, he's had a better year, but in the past, you know, things like not hustling or making a lazy throw that turns into an error, you know, that stuff is childish. But Glaber has hit, and if he's healthy, we need his bat in that lineup. These guys are getting no hit. Like, we need Glaber's bat in that lineup. So I hope he's good. He's a young guy, so he's able to shake this wrist injury, this ankle injury quickly, recover quickly, and we'll see if he's back in the lineup today. They might just give him another day of rest.
Yeah. One more thing before you let me go. Before you...
You got it. Go for it.
Okay. I was so appreciative of Boone today when he stand up for Judge.
Boone is all of us. Boone is all of us. Like, enough is enough. Like, how much do we have to watch of this?
Did you see? He got standing ovation.
Yeah, of course. One, he's got one of the most epic rants of all time with the Savages in the box. And two, this year he only goes out there to argue on behalf of our MVP and future captain, Aaron Judge.
Well, he has to do it because that's another thing will cripple them if they get to the championship. So he have to literally bite that, you know, where.
Well, he needs to tighten up every ump that does not adjust their strike zone for Aaron Judge. He's got to tighten them up. And I know he chirps all game, but, you know, at that point in the game, it was like, go ahead, Boone, go out there and get your money's worth. They'll win the game.
But don't he get fined?
Whatever. These guys got millions. those fines are nothing. Those fines are like parking tickets.
Okay, well, he needs to do that more. And another thing to kind of make your heart be at rest, I'm not worried about Houston.
Okay.
I'm not.
Good.
I'm not.
Be confident.
I'm not. I know we're gonna win it.
Good.
We're going to win it.
This team's got to get better, and I think they'll have a chance to compete with Houston in a seven-game series.
Oh, we're going to stomp over them. I'm telling you. They, you know, what causes the whole thing is just that little miss, you know, thing with Judge, what happened with the...
Oh, the arbitration?
Yeah. That spoiled everything. But once it's over and done with, kind of behind us a little bit, he's just going to be laser focused. And I'm not worried. Not worried one bit. Because Mets lost 9 runs. We gave them, what, 6 runs, right?
Yeah, the Mets got smoked. I mean, the Mets lost, I think, 8-2 last week to them, 5-3, now 9-1. Those games have not been close. The Yankees being no hit is whatever. It wasn't like they got no hit and blown out. And then the Yankees were able to win 2 games and split the series. So the Yankees are right now, you know, the Mets aren't healthy. But right now, the Yankees are a better foe for the Astros.
Oh, man. I just want to say, at the next point is I wanted to say I love your kicks. Keep wearing them.
Yeah, I got a few kicks, and I know it's part of the game to come through with a feet check and show people that you got a decent closet worth of kicks, and I think I got a pretty decent one.
There you go. So anyway, you have a blessed one, and thank you so much for taking my call, and may the good Lord bless and carry you through and just make everything be right, and prosperity just follow you always.
Grace,
and remember,
thank you.
A little struggle just make you stronger.
Of course. I wouldn't be here without the struggle. God bless, Grace. Thank you. Adam, in Long Island, on Long Island. You got it.
How you doing, Keith? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, man. So, what's up?
Good, man. Good, man. Thank you. I'm going to ask you about Kyrie. So what do you think the difference with Kyrie playing in every game next season is going to really be on this team? Do you think that could really change the record?
Absolutely. There was plenty of times that they were playing guys like Javon Carter. There was plenty of times that they needed another scorer. There was plenty of times that you wish Kyrie Irving was there to make a play where it wasn't just KD. The chemistry, the flow of the team, the fans being into it, knowing that we're at full strength. Yeah, it's definitely going to make an impact.
Yeah, it wasn't really fair to the team, to be honest. And then to the point of, back to the Yankees, like the lovely lady said before, the problem with Gallo is, it's as they said on the Fan during the game, it's not even just the strikeouts, it's the OBP. He's not walking as much either. So the
his approach is terrible. I watch his at bats, and it's like some of the stuff he's swinging at, it's like that wasn't even a competitive swing. It was a late swing. And then also stuff that he's swinging at, it's like, take a look at a pitch, Joey. Stop being so nervous. Yeah. Stop pressing so much. Relax. You are the, like, aggressor. This is the Oakland A's, bro. Get in the box and wait for your pitch. He can't. He's pressing too much. And, you know, he hit into the shift 2 nights ago. He had another, you know, like I said, that foul pole home run that was just foul by. And those crush a guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1-8 good at bats.
he's on another terrible run, and the Yankees can't really survive it. I mean, they can overcome it against the Oakland A's, but against better competition, you can't have a hole like that in the lineup. Adam, thank you for the call. Alessandro in Sycamore Park on the Fan. Go for it.
Yeah, Keith, you're awesome, and happy birthday to you. As always, and congratulations on being happily married and holding down overnight.
Appreciate
position.
It. My birthday was in May, but I'll take it. I'll take the belated.
Hey, man, it's better late than never, right?
Yeah, appreciate
you a Gemini?
It. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus, like a Ford Taurus, right?
Nah, like a bull, like a stubborn bull with 2 horns on him.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I love the show and everything. So just want to dive right into with the Knicks. Super excited on the moves they made. Under the radar stuff, you know, I mean, it's not the sexy move that you like and go get, you know, a superstar right now, but we shedded some salary by dumping Kemba Walker, who I liked him 5 years ago, but let's not Sugar Dulcich, he's shot. And then, you know, the other move, you know, by picking up some first-round picks, you know, Knicks do things awkwardly sometimes, but I did like that we're shedding salary, that Alec Burr trading him, and then, you know, Noel, because we, Noel, you know, he's like a Christmas song, right?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. But the Knicks, I think, have optimism. Thank you for the call, Alessandro. I think Knicks fans right now have optimism that they are wheeling and dealing. They are making some moves. They can go out and get the top point guard in free agency in Jalen Brunson. And then they can make some other moves and change this roster up to have a more competitive team in the East and potentially get back to the playoffs. So, man, thanks for joining me tonight. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for tweeting at me. Lewis Haddock. He didn't get through on the phone, but he asked, what's going on with Higgy? I thought he was going to be a better catcher this year. So did I. He had 7 bombs in spring training, but the catcher for the New York Yankees is Jose Trevino. Higgy helps out some, but hip, hip, Jose! Jose, 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 Jose. That's it, folks. KM to 2 a.m. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys at the stadium. And then at 7 p.m., I'll be back for a 5-hour KM to AM. I'll book some guests. I'll take some calls. Hopefully the Yankees get a win. Hopefully the Mets get a win. And we'll just keep it rocking right here on the Fan. I got to go home and go to sleep and then come right back to the Fan at like 10 a.m. I'll catch you guys in a few hours. Thanks for listening.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.